Yeah, well, if you want to do the pop-up thing, there's plenty of them that, you know, you can tow, especially with 3,500 pounds capacity. But, you know, if you want a travel trailer, you know, with hard sides, you know, now you know, they're out there. There's plenty of them out there that can be had, and, you know, so you can do it, but you're always, you know, making some sort of concession, you know, a little bit of a concession here or there. You know, to the perfect layout, if you got to keep it under 3,500, and that's under 3,500 with, you know, you got to have room to load it up, right? You got to have, you know, that's dry weight. So I figure about 2,500 is about your dry weight on a 3,500 pound setup. That way it gives you 1,000 pounds for liquids and wet weight and, you know, gear and all that other happy horse poo-poo. So, but, yeah, so anyhow, I don't know how, you know, I was much more serious about all this when my kids were in Houston. And, in fact, if they were in Houston, I'd be looking probably at getting a Class C or a Class A. Or if I was going to get a trailer, it'd be something I'd probably have to invest in a pickup and pull something substantial, because we'd be taking it down to Houston and staying for, you know, as much as a month or two, you know. So can't be living in a pop-up those kind of times. So